This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. Yep. Nothing like going to our websites and getting all the news and information that you really, really need to know. Let's see. Wow, Poison Pelosi blames. What is this? Oh, by the way, shocking. And again, you know, this goes to what we're talking about with this story we got out of Gateway Pundit. Okay, remember, this is just amazing. They've got all the good stories here that we've been following, actually. Newly released documents, FBI's Peter Strzok and Lisa Page texted each other on report WikiLeaks was provided DNC emails from a Democratic insider. That's Seth Rich, by the way, they're talking about there. And, Scott Adams, I gotta tell you, Scott Adams gets a lot of credit in his show for keeping the Seth Rich discussion in play. Because everybody wanted to ignore the Seth Rich story. The DNC insider. That story is bursting at the seams, about to come full circle on the DNC, in my opinion. As are a lot of other things, too, right? We've got some other stories, though, that are pretty interesting. It says, this one is the one I'm really looking at, though. And so, because it's a numbers thing, I want you to put it in perspective. It draws a lot of suspicion on the death rate and the deaths, the numbers of death related directly to the COVID-19 virus. out of New York. You got to remember something. We've gone through, and many of you citizen journalists have reported to us, people in New York, around California, northern and southern and central California. Remember, you went out and you took all those pictures and many calls that we got in from everybody talking about the hospitals, there's nobody there. And now they're whining and complaining that there's layoffs. Well, what happened to all the coronavirus people? People with the coronavirus, where are they at? Huh? Okay, now to back that up, to gird ourselves here, this is the headline coming from Eric A. Blair, not Barr, Blair. Remember that hospital ship New York desperately needed? Remember that? The Comfort? Well, he says he doesn't need it now anymore. Oh, now his biggest problem is, are you ready? Layoffs. And remember how he was maligning the president. And then they're going, well, you know, first of all, ask us for it. Do you really need it? We have resources. Oh, we really need it. We got to have it. Just like California right now, right? We're being masked up. We can't go outside because the dictator says no. Taking away your rights. Just exactly like what that lady says at the beginning of our the third hour. They don't like elected officials taking away my rights. Well, we don't like Mr. Andrew Cuomo to lie to us either. Clearly the guy's lying to the president, everybody, to the whole world. Says New York Governor Andrew Cuomo repeatedly claimed his state needed 30,000 ventilators to handle all the cases of COVID-19. He was out there pontificating on a daily basis, right? Turns out he didn't need it. Not even close, it says. And the Democrat also said hospitals across the state were going to be overrun by critically ill patients. So he persuaded the federal government to pinch, listen to this, and millions to turn the Massey's Javits Center into a field hospital, rushed to overhaul U.S. Navy hospital ship. Shocking. And, of course, that didn't happen. Guess what's happening to the ship? It's going back home now. Wow. I thought we'd be peaked out right now. Didn't even get close to the peak. That's why those numbers that I was reading from you in the Epoch Times last hour, very, very dangerous. Very dangerous. I just can't believe them. They're just hard. I mean, and again, does your system, your mortuary system, can you do autopsies? Can your coroner do all the autopsies that they're claiming in those 19,000 deaths? Remember, in one fell swoop, Cuomo brought in almost nearly 4,000 deaths that were unrelated to COVID, other than they thought maybe they could be. Another 4,000. It's not matching up. The numbers just aren't matching up. In his daily White House briefing on Tuesday, President Trump said the ship will return to its home base in Virginia. We will be bringing the ship back at the earliest time and we'll get it ready for its next mission, which will, I'm sure, be a very important one also, the president said. The ship was in Norfolk, Virginia, being overhauled when the ship was called on to rush to the work and deploy the ship very quickly. In late March, Trump traveled to the Navy port in Virginia to bid bon voyage to the ship. But just days ago, the hospital ship held fewer than 80 patients in New York City, leaving nearly 90% of its available space unused after its emergency dispatch to the U.S. epicenter of the coronavirus. Is it a hoax? That technician with John Roberts may be on. I think John Roberts is on it. That's what I think. I think he's on to something. I just, you know, I've run into him a couple times, and He's a pretty sharp character. He's a class act, really. He's on to something. He's just not going to talk about it. He's not going to come out and say it's a hoax yet. But clearly his technicians felt that way. Apparently he had two of them in the room. It just seems to me he had two of them. One you could actually see and the other one behind the scenes. But the microphone was left on. I guess it's a pool microphone, pool cameras that they have in there. So that's that wasn't his problem to make that kind of comment. He could make it. It's just somebody else had something else going on. Rumblings. Virginia Governor Blackface KKK Northam forces Virginians to lock down, then spends his weekend at his North Carolina beach house. That guy's a... Him and the guy from Ralph Murphy. That's his name. It's not Ralph Murphy. It's Phil Murphy. That's it. Phil Murphy from New Jersey. Yeah. They are two birds of a feather. Absolutely. Two birds of a feather. Okay. So I'm getting a texture clarifier. Technician and a Wall Street Journal reporter. That's it. So that's who was left in the room. Okay, I just got that. Anyway, we're coming up to a break right now. When we come back, more coming your way about where is America going to invest its money? How about China? Oh, I'm sorry. The federal government's going to put its retirement system's money into... Yeah, China worked out so well for California, right?
R.com and sign up for the Deaf System today. Protect your conversations today with the Deaf System.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the Oroville Dam update, it's about 820 feet, about 7 feet over the base of the gates now. And the deck itself on the spillway is leaking like a sieve. It's like a river at this point. So much for $2 billion wasted by the state of California. Because they never fixed the original problem. The question is, do they want the dam to fail? Will they get more money from disaster capitalism or, you know, managing to kill off 2 million people and create one of the nation's biggest natural disasters? I don't know. You be the judge. We've been had so many times out here in California. You just have to put a few things together, which we will do. But we're going to put this together because it seems that maybe the federal government, Donald Trump, needs to have learned from what happened to California by investing in California in communist Chinese stocks, right? Something we need to do. This is a story that came, where did it come from? Oh, shocking, the Epoch Times. They're the ones who broke the original story about California investment. Nan Su, the reporter. This is by Reuters, and by way of the Epoch Times. Washington, listen to this. Now, remember what happened. California PERS, it's a public employees retirement system, the largest one in the nation. Right. It found out that the person who buys and invests, takes all that money and invests it so that there's going to be some sort of return in the retirement system. So the retirees and, you know, potential retirees are going to get money in the later on. Right. That person is a member of the Chinese Communist Party, People's Liberation Army. Yeah, he's just a Chi-Com brought in. To buy up, brought in, and is an employee of CalPERS here in California. He just runs the shop, and he's a communist, a known communist. And what he does is he buys investments for his client, which is, you know, CalPERS. But just so happens, it's always Chinese defense stocks, and those stocks are owned by the Communist Chinese Party. Shocking, right? Well, now listen to this. This has gotten out now by way of the Epoch Times and Agenda 21 Radio. This is where it all started from. Lawmakers and former officials are making a last-ditch push to persuade the Trump administration to halt plans to invest billions of federal employee retirement dollars in Chinese companies that Washington suspects of human rights abuses or threatening U.S. security, according to sources and documents seen by Reuters. It's not just the Epoch Times here, it's Reuters who's on to this. It says the campaign, which includes letters and calls from Republicans and a sharply worded memo shared with White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, coincides with heightened U.S.-China tensions over the origins of the CCP, Chinese Communist Party virus, as it's called. Commonly known as novel coronavirus. At issue is whether administrators of the Thrift Savings Plan, TSP, a retirement savings fund similar to a 401k for federal employees and members of the military, should allow its $50 billion international fund to track an index that includes some Chinese-based stocks of companies under scrutiny in Washington. Among the Chinese companies in the index that have drawn the ire of some in Washington who see the Chinese regime as America's biggest economic and geopolitical threat is surveillance firm Hangzhou Digital Technology, which was placed on a trade blacklist last year because its technology is used in detention camps for Chinese Uyghur Muslim minorities. Now, you know how I feel about radical Islam, but, you know, we're not going to be rounding up the usual suspects like that at all. That's absolutely inhumane. But in a totalitarian regime, you know, one person's dead, that's a tragedy, but, you know, 1 million, 2 million, it's no big deal, right? For China hardliners, the matter has taken on greater urgency because administrators have begun opening custodial accounts abroad to make investments due in the second half of 2020. Are we very soon going to witness federal employees being, in effect, unwittingly compelled to fund with their retirement dollars a number of Beijing's most egregious corporate national security and human rights abusers? Asked Roger Robinson, a former White House official in the Ronald Reagan administration, who has tracked the issue closely. The Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board, which administers the TSP, said all of its peers are making similar investments and that it would be a lagging outlier amongst retirement savings plans if it doesn't expand its investments, according to the spokesman Kim Weaver. The White House and the Department of Labor, which oversees the board, did not respond to requests for comment. Trillions of dollars worldwide passively track benchmarks, which are compiled by third-party index providers based on a range of criteria, including companies' market capitalization, as opposed to fund managers picking the stocks by themselves. That's where you get to the point where you break out the monkeys and play, or have the monkeys pick the stocks for you. They'd probably do a better job than the managers of the funds. When a consultant cited higher returns were possible, the board decided in 2017 to switch the benchmarks for its international stock fund in 2020 to the MSCI All Country World ex-USA Investment Market Index, which that was a big one, which represents 99% of world equities, including Canada, China, and other emerging markets. So this was a precursor setup in 2017. About the same time as there was being a switch that was made in PERS, where we got the Chi-Com in there to start buying up equities, about the same time. And the previous person who was in there absolutely gobbling up Chi-Com's stocks for PERS. No one wants to talk about that except we do, because we know who exactly that is. The plan hit road bumps last year when Republican Senator Marco Rubio and Jean Shehan, a Senate Democrat, proposed legislation that would prevent investments in China, flagging insufficient levels of accounting and financial disclosure at Chinese firms in addition to national security and human rights. See, they're not private companies in China. They're part of the communist Chinese portfolio. They're part of the government. It's a communist stock. It's a non-free market capitalist stock. It's owned by the totalitarians. Now, what could possibly go wrong? Well, they could possibly not pay, which is exactly what they're doing with the investment in PERS. So you have to question, why would you do that in the United States? The president, I hope, was listening. But the legislation languished, spurring a final campaign to prevent the change. A person familiar with the matter said a handful of former government officials provided a former congressman, Meadows, that's Mark Meadows, a memo dated March 7th, the day after U.S. President Donald Trump tapped him for White House Chief of Staff. The memo argued that if Trump did not take action, such as through replacing the board members of the FRTIB or issuing an executive order, his critics would claim Trump did nothing to avoid federal employees being compelled to invest in Chinese and Russian companies that have undisclosed material risks. Now, that's a real problem, I believe, for the president. Huh. Isn't that interesting? Anyway, let's hope the president makes the right decision and we don't do this investment in China. Learn the lesson of what's happened out here in California. But, you know, you got the governor out here is all Chi-Commed up. I mean, you know, Nancy Pelosi loves the communist Chinese. Goes to Chinatown and says, hey, no COVID here. Only outside of Chinatown. We'll be back. She should be eating ice cream. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so a lot of things going on. Donald Trump issues a threat to Iran and just has said, "This is one of his tweets. I have instructed the United States Navy to shoot down and destroy all Iranian gunboats if they harass our ships at sea." Okay, here we go. Rock and roll. Let's see what happens. It's kind of interesting. They have these big, well, they have these boats, the fiberglass, all that. I think one 150 cal round will do it. But, you know, they got these big guns and missiles on these frigates. Anyway, but they scoot around. It looks like about a 30-foot boat, maybe. Boats. And it looks like they got mounted like a 50 cal on the front of the boats, the Iranians now. So they've got these little tiny boats that run around and act like they're intimidating these ships. I think if they get too close, they're going to get blown right out of the water. It's not going to be much of a fight. That's the bottom line. It won't be much of a fight, but I think they're going to be provocative. I really do. I think Iran would be provocative. And then it would be bad for their boats. You would have a lot of punctured hulls, if you know what I mean. I mean, you know, think about it. How stupid can you be? But they can be stupid, right? just like the Democrats can be stupid. It's interesting to see how stupid they really can be. What are they going to do in November when they lose everything? What's it going to be like for them, right? What's going to happen to them? What do we got here? I'm checking out my my latest information coming in. I'm going to go to Steve Frank, actually. I missed him this morning because of all the other breaking news that was out there. Some stuff that was really hysterical going on. I'm not going to tell you, though. No, it's just between us. Some of the stuff, though, in Steve Frank's little blog here. Activists who... San Diego Police Department Chief, site organizers of Freedom Rally for violating orders. There you go. LA Unified faces $200 million in unbudgeted costs to cope with the pandemic. McClintock, the unseen death toll of COVID-19 measures. California reaches homeless hotel room goal after governor drastically reduces target. Right. Okay, so maybe you might want to figure this one out. This is the situation where California says reaches homeless hotel room goal after governor drastically reduces. Okay, California, it's kind of like a joke in terms of, you know, the governor was saying 25.5 billion people are going to get this virus. Well, you know, there's like about maybe 1,000 or so. it's like nothing. And we're not really sure about this death rate thing going on, 600 or so. But, you know, he was going to buy up all these different hotel rooms, primarily from Motel 6, and 16,000 hotel rooms. He was going to buy them up, right? This is how it breaks down. Capital Public Radio broke this down just yesterday. It says, outside of a Motel 6 in the city of Campbell, California, Governor Gavin Newsom, beautiful city, by the way, Campbell, absolutely stunningly gorgeous. And their old high school is, man, it's just a dream park. Governor Newsom said California, in partnership with the motel chain, had secured about 16,000 hotel and motel rooms to house people in the homeless community amid the coronavirus outbreak. Now we have the capacity that exceeds our original goal, Newsom said on Saturday. Except that wasn't the state's original target. Okay, the goal of 16,000 hotel rooms was not his original target. That's what he's saying here in the article, Scott Rodd. That's what he's saying. So this is how you get Gavin Newsom, right? A few weeks earlier, March 21st press conference, the governor established a much more ambitious one, 51,000 rooms. Shocking. Then on April 3rd, he announced Project Roomkey. Excuse me. I want to say Robby, but it's Roomkey, all one word, which aimed to secure 15,000 hotel rooms for people experiencing homelessness. The state said it would be reimbursed by Federal Emergency Management Agency for up to 75% of the cost, including money spent on meals and wraparound services. And they're building this. By the way, they're building these COVID hospitals. And who's paying for that? All around the state of California. The state said it would be reimbursed by the Federal Emergency Management Agency. That's the agency now from the feds, and would follow the bouncing money. The governor's office told Cap Radio that the administration scaled back its initial hotel room target as models showed a reduced number of projected coronavirus cases in California. Only a few days before Newsom set the goal of 51,000 rooms, now listen to this, drum roll, please. He said about 26 million Californians could contract the coronavirus. The projections reflected a worst-case scenario without mitigation efforts, With social distancing and shelter-in-place orders, the state has slowly started to flatten the curve of projected cases, and as a result, the administration reassessed its goal for procuring hotel rooms. This is not a little miss, folks. This is a big miss. And of course, you want to get as much money from the crisis as you possibly can, right? Crisis capitalism kicks in. See, this is the evidence of a failed state. Right here, right now, like this. They overproject on everything. And by the way, they never had the numbers to even be remotely close to this 26 million. Now, it says 26. The actual number was 25.5 million. I heard them say it. So that over assessment is obviously designed to glean more federal dollars. But, you know, if you had a real economy in California that was based on free market capitalism and you weren't chasing out all the businesses in California, chasing out and eliminating the middle class, you had a vibrant economy that was structured by the government to help and make sure that the economy was supported by the government, then you wouldn't have this problem. You'd have taxes like crazy. Now, all projections that I've been hearing about, I don't have all the numbers in front of me, but tax receipts flowing into the federal government have been going through the roof. I wonder why. Because Ronald Reagan. But because of Donald Trump, he learned from Ronald Reagan, cut taxes. And it works. The federal government's getting in more dollars now than ever before, and it's all because of what? He cut taxes. Business started to flourish and explode. He got more money from tariffs, which we had been denying ourselves for years. But yet the government, the federal government, the state government, being the lazy ones, wanting to be in charge without all the problems of having to deal with businesses and people who have different opinions and people who can actually think for themselves, did nothing but tax and tax and tax and tax and tax. Because they could, especially in California, 11-month legislature, 11 months out of each year meeting, all they thought about was taxing and, well, borrowing. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to ROM Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. ROM Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a ROM Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a ROM Solar.
Okay, we're not going to leave this one story alone, the Robert story. There's just now more digging into it. This is from? Daily Mail. The Daily Mail. It says this, White House hot mic catches someone joking with Fox's John Roberts. We've all been vaccinated, is the quote. And that's true. If you listen to the whole thing, I think we're going to play it here. Let's see if we've got... we got the story on the other side, so we'll play it. Anyway, we'll play it in a second, because we just can't leave it. It said, a hot mic left on the White House press briefing room has sparked controversy after a journalist was overheard joking that everyone there had been vaccinated against the coronavirus. Two journalists identified online as Fox News' John Roberts and New York Times photographer Doug Mills were caught chatting before an official press briefing. I thought it was after. You can take off the mask. The case fatality rate is 0.1 to 0.3, according to USC, Roberts is heard saying. Mills then apparently jokes saying, I thought this was his technician, see the jokes, we've all been vaccinated around here. Okay, that may be him. Okay, I'll give him that. Mills is then apparently joke saying, we've all been vaccinated around here. Now, if someone's wearing a mask, it must have been Mills in the picture, just to let you know. Okay, the video has since gone viral and has been jumped on by conspiracy theorists. Like me? There is currently no vaccine or cure for coronavirus, which goes on and says, killed 40,000 Americans and infected more than 80,000. 800,000. Do we have that? Yeah. And it says here, when White House briefings are streamed live, some outlets often carry the feeds in advance, complete with audio and video before the events begin. I think this is after the event, actually. Roberts is also heard quoting statistics saying USC and LA County Public Health came out with a study that found there were 7,000 cases in California, but they really believe that there are anywhere from 221,000 to 442,000 people who are infected. I mean, can you see that if they've got 7,000 cases in California and they're showing a higher death rate, they're showing a death rate A, then obviously when they compare death rate A to 221,000 to 442,000, that number of death rate percent goes down like crazy. It drops through the roof. Well, through the roof. So it was a hoax, Mills jokes. This is what he said. But Roberts replies, no, I don't think it was a hoax. Roberts appears to be referring to a study this week which found in Los Angeles and USC, blah, blah, blah. It suggests hundreds of thousands of people might have actually been infected in early April when only 8,000 cases had been confirmed, meaning many people may have the virus but showed no symptoms or may have had it and gotten well. Ah. There's another thing here. Monsanto fake science scam with Stanford research. Oh, this one, yeah. Anyway, it says, when scientists adjusted the results to factor in the margin of error, they said it was between 2 and 8% to 5% of the county's population between 221,000 and 442,000 had the virus. So that's where they started to put that together. Roberts told Mills right to take off his mask and quoted statistics from a California study, and they finally took off the mask. It says, during the briefing that followed, Roberts went on to ask Deborah Birx on the White House Coronavirus Task Force the study he mentioned to Mills. Birx explained, see, now this is where we got to really sift through the miasma here. Being asked to make some connections. It says, Mike Adams, look at the article. I just sent that from blah, blah, blah. It says, Roberts was responding to this Wall Street Journal article caught being misleading and making the connection. Let's see here. What is that? This bombshell, Wall Street Journal caught running a Monsanto-style fake science scam with Stanford researchers to mislead Americans over coronavirus. Okay, I'll have to look into that. No, it's, God, we're really becoming Conspiracy Central right now. Mediaite was first to report the viral video. On social media, some tweeted that they believe the video might have been faked, while others have said that Mills was likely not joking. Some suggested the exchange provided the coronavirus is fake news. Seems like an intentional leak, well played. If so, wake up another wave. Wake up another wave. You know, I think it's a surfing thing. Wrote one. WTF? Does the guy in the mask mean by everybody here has been vaccinated?
Quiet. Stop.
Vaccine. Is there a vaccine? Now that's the other thing. Is there a vaccine? And the guy can actually be heard saying that. All right, we're gonna go back to the original story, because we can, because we have the original story right here. Here we're gonna play the talking points. I really think, because this story says that it was afterwards, or it's implied that it was after the press conference in which he actually asked. It had to have been, but anyway, that's another thing. Was it before the press conference? Was it after the press conference? We'll have to sort that one out. Not today. We're running out of time because, you know, we got to get to the. You got to hear this comment about the vaccines. That's the other thing. They mention a vaccine. We've all had the vaccine. What does that mean? There's no vaccine for this, right? Well, they've all been vaccinated, which would represent.
There you go, babe. You can take out the mask, Doug. The case fatality rate's like 0.1 to 0.3, according to.
Is it really? That's reassuring.
Okay, now he says the case mortality rate is like 0.1 to 0.3. 0.03. That, to me, is a story. And I think that's what he's on to. Is he's looking at the case studies. That's what he's on to. And that's when he asked Birx the question. I think that's the bigger story for John Roberts. Now, he's a very good reporter. And that's why, you know, the fake comment comes up. That's what I think. Now, was Mills referring to the flu? Aha, we don't know. But let's listen to this.
USC, everybody here has been vaccinated anyway.
USC and LA County Public Health.
So everybody here has been vaccinated anyway. Is he referring to the flu there? Is he referring to there's a vaccine? The one story is talking about what vaccines out there. Is it flu vaccine or what? Here we go.
Come out with a study. They found that there are 7,000 cases in California, but they really believe that there are anywhere from 221,000 to 442,000 people who were infected.
Really?
Yeah.
So that makes it 0.1, 2.03. Okay. Is a study to come out with? Or?
Yeah, just give it to them. So it suggests that the case fatality rate is 10.
Wow.
Which puts
you
right in line with the
food.
Yeah, exactly.
So it was a hoax.
I don't think it was a hoax.
So So you hear him say he doesn't think it was a hoax. That was Roberts. So no hoax for you, right? But, you know, I know this is kind of like weird and everything to think about these kind of numbers, but these numbers are substantial numbers, and this is the exaggeration stuff that's going on. And by the way, this is the kind of confusion you have to cipher through to get to any kind of numbers. But my point is, if you just work the numbers that they present, this is what I've been saying. If you just work the numbers that they present, falsified or not, they're low by comparison to other diseases. Now that is an issue. They are low compared to other diseases. Anyway.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Pleasant and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, anyway, we've got this coronavirus scandal now. John Roberts in Fox News, the Wall Street Journal, author as well, or writer as well. So this is, you know, and when did it take place? I still, it's not clear to me. Was it before or after? And it looks more like it's, I don't know, it could be before. It says, doesn't say before or after neither one of those. I'm just presuming. Because it looks like he asked the question first and then goes in for clarification with her. But that's, hey, listen, this is just all part of the scandal that's going on. And we're going to come back to this and figure this out. Because we can track down some of the fake news that's out there, too. Because there's a lot of fake news that surrounds every bit of this. But one of the things that came out, and we talked about this, was the fact that Dr. Birx was finally asked about some questions about this whole thing, to study the coronavirus numbers similar to flu. The numbers are similar to the flu. I don't even think those numbers are similar. That's what I think. That's just my space. So we're going to figure this out. We're going to absolutely figure this out. I do know that we had the article, we carried the article yesterday about the study, and it was weird because the numbers just weren't right. And, of course, that's probably where it all came from. Anyway, we got to run for time. I want to thank you very much for being with us here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and newcaliforniastate.com, of course, and NCS 51. Lots of things happening for New California. It's panic in Detroit. By the way, we are having our Wednesday night. Public phone call, 7 o'clock Pacific. Go to the website to see it. That's newcaliforniastate.com, and you can get all the numbers. So thanks for listening, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF.